race for the White House now, and Jeb Bush playing defense over comments he made about the Iraq War. His Republican rivals pouncing as Bush wrestles with his older brother's legacy. ABC's John Carl is in Washington with all the latest. Good morning, John.
Good morning, George. Jeb Bush is not even an official candidate yet, but he has already had his first big stumble, offering four different answers to a basic question about the Iraq War.
For Jeb Bush, it was a moment of shock and awe.
Knowing what we know now, would you have authorized the invasion?
I would have.
Really? He would have invaded Iraq even if he knew there were no weapons of mass destruction? Now Bush is saying he misheard the question.
Whatever I heard, it was translated, knowing what you knew then, what would you do?
The misheard question and the less than smooth clarification has suddenly put the Iraq War, the most unpopular decision of his brother's presidency, front and center in the campaign. Bush's Republican rivals are pouncing.
We now know that intelligence was false. Mm-hmm. No way we would have gone to war with Iraq.
I want to directly answer your question because that's what I do. If we knew then what we know now and I were the president of the United States, I wouldn't have gone to war.
I think even at the time, invading Iraq was a mistake.
In contrast, Bush is declining to answer the question he misheard, saying talking about whether the war should have been fought does a disservice for those who served.
Going back in time and talking about hypothetical, what would have happened, what could have happened, I think does a disservice for them.
Bush says we should focus instead on the lessons learned from the war, although he hasn't yet said what those lessons are.
Jeb Bush's latest answer on this, George, is, quote, given the power of looking back, of course anybody would have made different decisions. Still not crystal clear, but he's moved much closer to that direct no answer that his rivals have given.
And they did that fast. Okay, John Carl, thanks very much.